This is a Fox News alert. A nuclear plant in Ukraine on fire. I'm Lisa Lissara. The plant in southern Ukraine. The plant's manager says shells fell on one of the plant's reactors, which is not operating because it's under renovation, but there's nuclear fuel inside.
We don't know exactly where in the station this fire is, but the spokesman for the plant said this. He said there is a real threat of nuclear danger in the biggest atomic energy plant in Europe. This plant accounts for a quarter of all Ukraine's power generation. The foreign minister also responding, tweeting this: the Russian army is firing from all sides upon Zaporizhia NPP, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. Fire has already broken out. If it blows up, it will be 10 times larger than Chernobyl. Russians must immediately cease the fire, allow firefighters in, and establish a security zone.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. Elsewhere, Russian forces gained ground in their bid to cut off the country from the sea. The Department of Homeland Security says it will grant temporary legal status to Ukrainians living in the U.S. President Biden announcing new sanctions against close allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Biden said sanctions placed on Russia will continue in hopes of forcing it to relent in its Ukraine attack. He also gave details of the further curtailing of Russian oligarchs' access to the West.
We're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires, and I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
He said direct assistance will continue to Ukrainians, as will the minimizing of global effects of the war on the American economy. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police in Anderson, California say 19 children were hurt when a car crashed into a daycare center this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York City police have a suspect in a hate crime spree.
A homeless man is under arrest in connection with assaults on seven Asian women in different Manhattan neighborhoods over a two-hour period last Sunday. Most of the victims were punched in the face, one shoved to the ground. Police say 28-year-old Steven Zajonc was taken into custody at a Midtown Manhattan library where he had locked himself in the bathroom. Two guards recognized him from surveillance videos of the crime scenes and called 911. Zajonc is charged with assault as a hate crime and aggravated harassment. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
A man jailed on murder and attempted murder charges in a weekend shooting at a crowded hookah lounge left one man dead and 13 people injured has told a Las Vegas judge that he was one of the wounded. Lee Wilson remained in a wheelchair as the judge recounted his long criminal history. He's being held without bail until a preliminary hearing later this month. Employees at another Amazon facility will decide whether or not to unionize.
Workers at a second Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York, will be taking a union vote. The National Labor Relations Board told labor representatives there is sufficient support at the location to justify the vote. That usually means organizers have signatures from at least 30% of workers at a facility. Organizers already received clearance to hold a vote at a different Staten Island facility, and there's also a repeat election at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. Employees there are voting by mail until the end of the month. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Russian and Belarusian athletes have now been banned from competing at the Paralympics because of their country's roles in the war in Ukraine. The International Paralympic Committee announced the about-face less than 24 hours after it said it would allow them to compete. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.